In these days, when Wang Lung had decided a thing, he could not do it quickly enough. As he grew older, he grew impatient to have done with things, and to sit in the latter part of the day at peace and idle, and to watch the late sun, and sleep a little after he had strolled about his land. So he told his elder son what he had decided, and he commanded the young man to arrange the matter, and he sent for his second son to come and help with the moving, and on a day when they were ready they moved, first Lotus and Cuckoo and their slaves and goods, and then Wang Lung's eldest son, and his wife and their servants and the slaves. But Wang Lung himself would not go at once, and he kept with him his youngest son. When the moment came for leaving the land whereon he was born, he could not do it easily nor so quickly as he had thought, and he said to his sons when they urged him, "Well then, prepare a court for me to use alone, and on a day that I wish I will come, and it will be a day before my grandson is born, and when I wish I can come back to my land." And when they urged him yet again, he said, "Well, and there is my poor fool, and whether to take her with me, or not I do not know. But take her I must, for there is no one who will see if she is fed or not unless I do it." This Wang Lung said in some reproach to the wife of his eldest son, for she would not suffer the poor fool near her, but was finicking and squeamish, and she said, "Such an one should not be alive at all, and it is enough to mar the child in me to look at her." And Wang Lung's eldest son remembered the dislike of his wife, and so now he was silent and said no more. Then Wang Lung repented his reproach, and he said mildly, "I will come when the maid is found who is to wed the second son, for it is easier to stay here where Ching is until the matter is completed." The second son, therefore, gave over his urging. There was left in the house, then, none but the uncle and his wife and son and Ching and the laboring men, besides Wang Lung and his youngest son and the fool. And the uncle and his wife and son moved into the inner courts where Lotus had been, and they took it for their own. But this did not grieve Wang Lung unduly, for he saw clearly there were not many days of life left for his uncle, and when the idle old man was dead, Wang Lung's duty to that generation was over, and if the younger man did not do as he was told, none would blame Wang Lung if he cast him out. Then Ching moved into the outer rooms, and the laborers with him, and Wang Lung and his son, and the fool lived in the middle rooms, and Wang Lung hired a stout woman to be servant to them. And Wang Lung slept and rested himself, and took no heed of anything, for he was suddenly very weary, and the house was peaceful. There was none to trouble him, for his youngest son was a silent lad who kept out of his father's way, and Wang Lung scarcely knew what he was, so silent a lad was he.